Chapter 8. The Design Revolution. Guess what? We use ordinary logic to infer design in our daily lives, and intelligent design uses that same logic to infer design from evidence in nature. One way to infer design is to rule out explanations based on natural regularities or chance, and to recognize patterns that have the hallmarks of intelligence. When Baylor University mathematician William Dembski organized a conference that included defenders as well as critics of intelligent design, Darwinists had him removed from his position. Ferry passengers entering Victoria Harbor in Canada are greeted by a bank covered with flowers that spell out, "Welcome to Victoria," in large letters. Everyone who sees the greeting knows immediately that it was intelligently designed. In fact, all of us make design inferences every day. We wouldn't be able to function without them. But how do we do it? What sort of logic do we use? Mathematician and philosopher William A. Dembski analyzed design inferences and concluded that they are not logically limited to the products of human activity. The same logic, he maintains, can be used to infer design in nature. As we saw in Chapter 1, there's nothing radically new about this. Scientists, philosophers, and theologians have maintained for centuries that nature exhibits design. Yet Dembski's work has provoked a storm of controversy, primarily because it has brought new mathematical and philosophical rigor to the debate. So what is intelligent design, and how do we detect it? Design inferences. The American news media typically define intelligent design as the idea that some things in nature are too complex to have originated by chance. This definition is wrong on two counts. First, nothing is too complex to have originated by chance. Complex things happen by chance all the time. When the Victoria Harbor gardener is on vacation, the wind might cover the floral greeting with hundreds of dead leaves in a pattern that is more complex than the sign itself. Yet the pattern of dead leaves is not designed. Second, we cannot infer design simply by showing that something did not originate by chance. The regular arrangement of sodium and chlorine atoms in a salt crystal is due not to chance, but to natural laws governing the packing of those particular atoms. A crystal is orderly, but it does not exhibit design, at least not in the same sense that Welcome to Victoria exhibits design. It is only when a pattern cannot plausibly be attributed either to chance or to natural regularity that we infer design. Dembski wrote in his 1998 book, The Design Inference, "Whenever explaining an event, we must choose from three competing modes of explanation. These are regularity, chance, and design. To attribute an event to design is to say that it cannot reasonably be referred to either regularity or chance. Thus, these two moves, ruling out regularity and then ruling out chance, constitute the design inference."